but...
Well, he didn't want it to heal, because if it heals, then your pus won't come out, so you've got to keep it open.
Did he say whether it's any relation to a felon or not?
No, it wouldn't be that.
It generally comes with the first finger.
Bruised.
No, he didn't say anything about felon. That would have anything to do with it or not. Well, you've been very helpful and very kind and very patient.
Did you want to keep on running?
Well, I thought I'd just pick up whatever conversation forms I could pick up while I was picking them up. I had a little room there to use. You could tell me how to get back from here, maybe. Yeah. I don't have to go the way I came, I'm sure.
Well, you know, leave it up there.
That, I never thought about it. We could have written on your paper.
Well, that's
paper
okay. I thought, since it was too long post office,
yeah.
I thought I'd just go there. But that's all right. That's not too much.
Maybe not both post office. That's one on one side of the road and one on the other.
Uh-huh. Well, I just take this 93 over to 88 then.
Yeah, go right
just
up here.
Go
right 88. East, 10 miles.
Is that east this way?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I? Oh, that's the road up there.
Yeah.
Turn me left here and go east.
To 88.
To 88, 10 miles. And then turn left again.
You come to 34.
Yeah.
North of Buda.
Well, I came that way, 34 to 88, but I just went right on down to 17 instead, you see.
Oh, I see.
I wish now that I'd known, well, I wouldn't have known anyway. I could have come right through here and not known it anyway. So.
Yeah, well, if you'd have just stopped over there,
yeah.
You could have found out.
Yeah. I should have known since the minister is from this, his
yeah.
church.
Yeah.
Here, that would have made sense.
Yeah,
but it never,
some of them get fooled here because
we have
that's
a new Ponset
address. That's why I wrote him from Toulon, but I was afraid he'd come to Ponset and not go down the
yeah, park. Come think of it, I think I did. Some of the people were at Neponset, or that's his address,
yeah,
I guess.
That's his
Neponset.
Address, uh-huh. We have mail from Neponset.
We've had preachers come here hunting for Elmer and come to Neponset first.
Mm-hmm. Yes, makes sense.
It makes it bad in that way, so I know the person. That's why I gave
you
my Toulon address,
Lily?
Because I thought you'd come right down.
I had them at church Friday night and Sunday. We had services here all last week in the evening. And then I left them there until Sunday, all day Sunday and Sunday night.
They're beautiful. I like it. You know, we've got tulips up about that high.
Oh, well, you're ahead of us.
Didn't freeze, I'm all right. But
ours
I can't figure out.
Well, they won't freeze to hurt them.
Oh, mine are up 6 inches. I expect them
well,
pretty nearby by Easter.
No, I've had snow. We did have more here than we've got now. They used to come around the porch there and sit inside the house. And
it might make the blossoms just a little slower in coming out, but it won't kill them,
mm-hmm.
even if we get a frost now.
Well, yeah, I like trees and bushes and flowers. I put them around in the yard all year. We've just got a 70 by 75 by 140, which is a fairly big sized lot for a city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got all kinds of trees.
75 by 40
is it? 140.
140.
For a city lot, that's
fairly
good.
That's
pretty good size. Right across here in this house, the telephone company used to be the whole lot, 70 feet by 50, and they went to work and built a few years ago and started in all these lines all over the country and brought it to in a lot of stuff. They've rebuilt that thing, but they discarded him from there out of nothing.
Yeah.
Did
the telephone company, see.
Do a lot of damage at Wheaton yesterday?
I guess there are a couple of trees down and some store windows out. But there weren't any roofs off or anything like that. We had a fire. The lumber yard caught on fire.
Oh, that's...
I don't know how bad that was. I haven't heard anything.
The area had a bad fire this morning, of course. But
the wind and fire yesterday have been a terror.
I hate to drive yesterday in that wind.
Oh.
I know that. I didn't have to, fortunately.
We had fire here that wrapped the electric light wires around each other and made a short and burned them off.